You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Ole Damgaard, who is from Denmark. Ole is one of the world's leading researchers into the JFK and Olaf Palme assassinations and is the author of a 1,000-page book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, about the infamous death of Palme, the Swedish prime minister. His research also uncovers the murders of numerous Hollywood stars and musicians, which is referred to as Operation 40. He is also disclosing research on false flag attacks, which are staged and used for political and financial purposes. The end goal is global domination, and each event has multiple purposes that require deeper investigation. He was in his home city of Copenhagen in Denmark on May 30, 2014, to take part in the Bilderberg Group demonstration, which took place in front of the Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen, where the annual Bilderberg Group meeting was held in 2014. A talented artist, he recently designed the cover and interior design for my friend Zen Gardner's recent book, You Are the Awakening. You can find articles, videos, and his book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, Volumes 1 and 2, on his website, www.lightonconspiracies.com. And so let's welcome him to the show now. Hi, Ole, how are you?
I'm very, very blessed, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, anybody that has gone as deep down the rabbit hole as you have needs to be recognized and brought into the light of day. I'm going to just jump in because the listeners here are pretty astute. They are pretty well informed about what's going on in the world. But I was surprised to find out some of the things that you've uncovered. And I'm just going to throw something out there that kind of covers all of your work, and that is, how do you see the global false flags, the murder of Hollywood stars, the world wars, terrorism, and the New World Order all connected?
Well, I tell you, I had absolutely no idea that this was the case to start with. I started going down the rabbit hole some 30 years ago, and it's a one-way ticket. Once you go down there, you can't turn back. Mm. And at that point, I had no idea that so many of these so-called events were connected in any way or form. It was just that I got extremely interested in the JFK assassination in the early 80s, and that got me into the world of the assassination of his brother Robert and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and so on. Mm-hmm. And over the years, Marilyn as well. And over the years, I mean, I read hundreds of books. I traveled to England, to the States, to try and meet up with people who knew more about these things, to find documents and so on, because this was before the internet, and it was so much harder in those days to get hold of information. And then the Swedish prime minister was gone down in 1986, which was a national trauma in Sweden, where I was living at the time. And but what happened over the years before that was that I had started to see that these assassinations were carried out almost following like some kind of bullet point list, like a template, mm-hmm. that not in the way they were executed on a street level, but the way with a lone crazy guy, with an investigation that was put there to cover everything up, to stop all attempts to really find the real truth, and to pump out and the official story nonstop. It was the Patsy, it was the Patsy, it was the Patsy, followed by commissions after commissions that would just help to cover the whole thing up. And so on. But many other points in this bullet, in this template. And then when the Swedish Prime Minister was killed, to start with, it was once again by a lone crazy guy, they said. But I thought I lived in the perfect democracy. I thought I lived in a country where I could trust the police, where there was hardly no corruption and so on. So I thought, not a problem. They will. It's a tragedy that he was shot, but they will find the killer and so on. And then I started seeing the very same signs of this bullet point list again, but in Sweden. And this really blew me away, because I thought, how is that possible if they're not somehow connected? How can they follow the same template? And I was even able to predict what was going to happen in Sweden just by studying the other cases and seeing, okay, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was, step 7 or whatever, is what is on next if this murder follows the same rules. And boom, there it happened in Sweden as well. It really freaked me out, I must say, because the country I grew up in totally changed character overnight when I started seeing what was going on in Sweden as well. Because suddenly I was not looking at a national assassination carried out by a lone crazy Swedish man, but I was looking upon an assassination that was possibly carried out with a very powerful global structure behind it. So it was a very brutal awakening coming to that point.
Well, unfortunately, the fact that it is a brutal awakening for anybody that digs this far is probably why one of the reasons why the masses haven't really allowed themselves to open their minds to it, because there's so much denial, and then there's also mind control and brainwashing going on 24 hours a day. So we're really being assaulted at every level. And as you said in one of your interviews, that none of these events has one sole purpose. The people behind it always cover multiple bases, and there are many reasons that all get handled in that event, either the false flag or, say, even the murder of Hollywood stars, which doesn't seem at first blush like it would connect. But how... talk about that for a little bit and how that ties into things.
The power structure behind so much mayhem in the world is what I call the global elite, or that is what they call themselves. I call them the minority or the lightless, because they are so few, actually. They're in the thousands when you look globally. We're in the billions. So absolutely, it's really a disgrace that we even have shows like this, because we should just, you know, laugh at them and turn our back and kick their butt or whatever, but get them to stop right away, because it would be so easy if we were not so asleep and just played along. Because it is, without us, they are totally powerless. You know, it's only because we are asleep and moving the parts in this massive big machine that has been totally compartmentalized, so that very, very few people understand what's actually going on. It's done by design, like that.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And this group of self-elected elite people have worked for centuries, decades, to concentrate the power to fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer. And at this point in history, they have succeeded in many ways. I mean, they're so like a octopus with their fingers everywhere where they can affect and make a difference in a negative way, I must say, in the world. They're there in all the power positions. They're in the background pulling the strings. And Hollywood and the music scene are one of the things where they can get to us without us being aware of it. So this is one some of the areas they are really, really focusing at the getting to our subconscious through films, movies, music, lyrics, and so on. So I would say that is why also some of these very brutal things have happened there as well.
Oh, yes. I just finished watching the latest James Bond movie called Spectre.
Yeah.
And it was really excellent because they're telling us, you know, right in front, right up front, the way it works. And this one shows a global elite sitting at a table, and they're a mix of, you know, mafia and thugs and geniuses and politicians and, you know, various people at the top of the game, and they are all responsible for some part of the world or for some aspects of running different things. And it all depends upon a global surveillance society. So, and we see that happening all over the world, that everything is being pushed so that anything can be seen and known at any given moment. And these events, well, like Sandy Hook and Paris, Fukushima, the Titanic, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You can go back in history, as you said, and it goes back for centuries and probably started with the infiltration of the secret societies.
I think it goes way back further than that. Even we're back to the old Roman, the Greek times.
Oh, absolutely.
They're using the same methods. There are very few methods, which is the good news, but they keep repeating them again and again and again, and we keep falling for it, which blows my mind because I cannot understand how thick can we be. I mean, really... I don't mean that disrespectful. At the same time, it's like we need to shake ourselves, you know, and really sort of understand that this is not a time to pick your nose and change channels and watch some football. The world is in a bad state at the moment. And if we don't wake up and do something about it, we're going down. We are going to a very, very dark and sinister future. And they're showing it to us in all of these movies, these very dark futuristic films that they're showing now, mm-hmm. how the future will be. It is their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it in print. You can read Agenda 21 and these type of plans. It's right there in your face if you just take the time to look for it. And... I think, as far as I know, I've been informed by people on the inside that the way the people in this power structure see karma and the law of karma is that if they tell the victim what's going to happen and the victim do not react, then the karma is on the victim's shoulders and they walk free. So I think this is one of the reasons why they put it right in our face, and if we don't react, boom. Then it happens, and it's up to us. So
right.
This is why I think it's so important to really see the signs that are there. They are right there in front of us if we just open our eyes and dare to see them. Because this is painful. It is very painful, the awakening for everyone, because there's so much we need to unlearn of these things that we, at least I thought I knew about history. I thought I knew about many things. And I am on a daily basis just like, oh my God, here we go again. Here's something that I've been, that I was fooled into believing again and again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought I was sort of like a bit down the road getting it, but then big time I get hit again, like, oh my God, here we go again. So it's.
Yeah, that happens to me too. you know that you're so right about the movies, and the Hollywood movie machine is directly connected to these underground sources, and they help with plots and various other things. They probably make suggestions as to which scripts to use and so on and so forth, and you can see everything unfolding. And if people take movies as entertainment, then they are unconsciously agreeing to what they are seeing. So they can walk out of a movie or, you know, rent one and think, oh, that was a good movie. And that unconscious action allows them to proceed with that particular future, like, you know, the day the Earth stood still, or the one about 2012 where everything comes in. And all of those things have elements of the truth in them.
Yep.
And so, you know, we really have to be vigilant, because this is a crucial time, as you said.
It is. I tell you, when you see many of the false flag operations, and my God, nowadays there's so many of them, it's getting to a point where it's almost ridiculous, because there are hardly any real events. More or less all of them are staged. But one of the things in these false flags is also that they put it out there like a year ahead or several years ahead, in great detail, right up in front of us. And once again, if we do not react, they carry it out right in front of us. So this is why I try always to dig very deep and go back in time and see, are there any signs? Are there any drills with the same theme in the area? Have there been other things going on in that neighborhood? Are there psyops connected to the whole thing? What are they up to? And so on. So it's a very interesting but also very scary area I've got myself into.
Well, yes, because once you realize that they have access to the future, and that could be through black programs that have already found a way to access future and past timelines, at least to look at them, then they have the ability to shape everything, or perhaps send information back through the three-letter agencies, and they can inform certain elements within those agencies that are that have clearance to promote this one as a president, or do this or do that. And so if they're getting information from the future, then and being able to shape the past, then we are truly in big trouble. And we are in a technological age in which many of the inventions and research that came out of Germany during that World War have been taken over, as well as the work of Tesla, and that was another murder. And the Nazi scientists were moved to Russia, thousands of them, and America. And so I'm sure you know this, that Project Paperclip was responsible for installing the Nazi war criminals in high places, in corporations and scientific research, and they just continued doing what they were doing and expanded on it. So we have various cabals that are in the mix, the Nazi Fourth Reich being one of them. The Third Reich was ended, and that just gave birth to the Fourth. So it's everywhere. And, you know, there's a there's some fun Marvel comic movies about Captain America, Winter Soldier, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which just show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, and that these people are everywhere. They're inside, and, you know, you cut the head off, and like Hydra, to grow back. And the thing that Wernher von Braun said, just as he was dying, and he was one of those scientists, and he was the head of NASA for many decades, was that the last thing that they would pull would be a fake interplanetary war. And many other people have seen this coming, and that may be the next thing. The Illuminati game, ironically, was made before the Twin Towers were attacked and the Pentagon, and it has cards in there which document Fukushima, that, chemtrails. I mean, it has everything that has been pulled out of the hat so far, so people know, and they even have a game about it. And then one of the cards is indeed an alien invasion.
But before we go down that road too far, I just want to say that their timeline has been screwed up big time by, I must humbly say, myself and other people in my situation, where every time, you know, they've got a very tight timeline for these false flag operations, with many different operations depending on the success of one after the other after the other. So every time we can mess this timeline up, it gets delayed, and you can get effects globally without understanding how much you really mess it up for them. I have a friend, a CIA whistleblower, Chip Tatum is his name. He was a deep cover agent for 25 years. He was also the commander of the ultra-seek hit team Pegasus under the direct control of George Bush Sr., where they flew globally and took out people. And now he's become a whistleblower. He's trying to do everything he can to redeem himself by helping us to understand what's going on. And he says that they're way behind the schedule. You know, this should have been in place a long time ago. I think 2012 was really where they were trying to hit us with everything. Mm-hmm. And they didn't manage. And then they've tried with, I mean, my God, how many false flag operations, how many so-called viruses, how many financial crashes, how many vaccines, how many, in the water, in the air, in the food, and we're still standing. You know? So we should really salute ourselves, because also we are up against the worst propaganda machine ever, the most powerful propaganda machine that will affect you on all different levels of your consciousness, and we're still standing. They are, I would suggest, are very confused now, and also getting scared, because even though we complain about that the awakening doesn't go so fast, I tell you, when I compare 30 years ago, when I felt so alone, and now when we're talking millions and millions and millions that are awake and sharp like razor blades and so alert, you know, so they have been getting away with all of these operations only due to the fact that they've been in the dark. It is only in the dark that they can operate. As soon as we aim the spotlight at them, and that's why my website is called Light on Conspiracies, they are like cockroaches. They will just disappear. They cannot work when they're being observed, because it's just like a magician. You know, you think he's doing a trick with his right hand, and in the beginning it just looked like, whoa, magic, magic. Then you see the trick again, and you see, oh my God, it's amazing. But then when you start moving around him, and you see, check him out from different angles, then suddenly you might discover that he's actually doing it with his left hand behind his back. And as soon as you see how the trick is done, boom, the spell is broken. Because then you won't buy into it again. Right. And this is why I do everything I can to expose the very few methods they have, so that people can become aware of this magician's trick and not buy into it, so that even the next time when the so-called magician raises his hand, his right, you just go, come on, I know you're doing it behind your back. And the power is gone.
Yes.
And with these false flags, it really is like baking a pie. You know, you have the same ingredients again and again and again and again. That's why it looks identical in Sydney as in Ottawa, as in Sandy Hook, as in Peshawar, as in Copenhagen, as in Paris. It is the same.
But
911, at least that was a major operation. I mean, they really, if you look at it, they pulled off JFK as a masterpiece. We're still confused after 50 years. 911, that is also, I mean, it was such a big operation. So even though when you look at it, you need to be more or less, I don't want to get disrespectful again, but when you look at really at the evidence around 9/11, if you buy into the official story, I'm sorry, that is not good IQ. But at least that was a major operation, and how they managed to get these buildings down with what kind of weaponry, that was amazing. But now when you look at all of these mass shootings and one after the other, I mean, it just gets worse and worse. And I mean, no, not even they can be proud of it. It's so badly carried out, many of these. So that gives me hope again, because what I try to empower people with is that one of the things in this false flag pie is the drill. They need a drill, and they go out publicly yes. and tell you about this drill. And the drill is there so that they can get people in position, they can get vehicles in position, they can get explosives, they can get the patsy in the position and so on. They can shut off streets and so on. They can get logistics in their toilets, you know, cafeteria, shower facilities, makeup, all of these things without us in getting involved or disturbing them. So that is why the drill is there. But when you hear about a drill, what I try to get people to do is take the cameras, take friends and family, go down to where this drill is and film them the day before and the very day while they're still setting it up. Make it very, very obvious that they're being observed, that they're being filmed. And I tell you, I think we have defused multiple false flag operations that have been planned by doing this, because as soon as they see that, whoa, wait a second, we're being watched, we're being filmed, you know, they can't pull it off.
Absolutely.
So I say take the power back in a totally nonviolent way, but take it back by waking up and become active in a creative way. Use their methods against them and just fearless aim the light at them, because it is only through fear that they can control us. Mm-hmm. I don't care how high-tech, super-duper intelligence services, blah, blah, blah. If you go down to the basic, it is fear. They want you, they need you fearful. Without us being fearful, they couldn't move at all. So
I
very much try to encourage people to become brave, you know, brave and strong and balanced in whatever way or form they can get to that point, through yoga, through meditation, good food, good friends, parties, running, whatever it takes. But learn to become a master of your brain so that it will not control you, so that you can, through breathing or whatever it is that will help you to get to that state, at least can make balanced choices in difficult situations instead of just reacting when somebody threatens you or shouts at you or something like that, and you go into reaction right away without using your brain. Boom, that's where they want you, especially if you go violent.
So, oh, yes, yes. That's very good for them. And that is energy. You know, that is energy
that is
being used. And there are energy devices all over the world which collect that energy and funnel it. There was a video on that very process that uses the sacred sites and the wheel, the Ferris wheel in Paris, and their obelisks and so on and so forth. And those are actually devices to funnel the negative energy and the positive energy. And then it's simply used and absorbed by those people or entities that that thrive on that, or fuels whatever it is that they need to have fueled. So we are being kind of milked and used for our energy on many levels, not the least of which is the monetary, which is a Babylonian magic trick.
We are in a tricky situation, but we put ourselves here. You know, we have allowed this to happen because they have not. I mean, these people are not very creative, in my opinion. You know, it's that they got very few methods to use to control us. One of them is this old Roman template: problem, reaction, solution, and the other one is divide and conquer. And otherwise than that, there are not that many left, you know. So if you can just debunk these two and see when they're being about to be applied, we can stop this, you know. I don't care how high-tech or super-duper or whatever it is, we can do this. But we need to control our fear, to get back in power, and also, not buy into all of this crap that they want to tell us is going to happen. you know. Also, I am very aware. I'm not looking too much about on things that shows that we've done. You know, we've had it. We're totally powerless. They've got all of this high tech equipment, and they see every move. They see everything we do. Things like that disempowers often. You know, so I don't even look at it. They tell me, yes, this exists. Who knows? I have never seen it. I don't care. Doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is here and now, and mostly the enemy is inside your head, how you deal with a difficult situation. And that is where the battle should be fought, inside, and then your actions should be neutral and in love and compassion, not with hate or anger or fear, because then we create bad things for ourselves, and the chances of us getting hurt are also much bigger if you act out of these feelings.
Oh, absolutely. So, I had a friend who was mentioning, I think it was Jay Widener was on the show, and he was mentioning how Sandy Hook had been, he was astonished that all of these different false flags were just like stage shows, and he was just breathtaking. And then he said that in one of them, nobody died. They were all paid off. Their homes were paid off. They were bought. Actors were brought in. And that really puzzled me. Well, why wouldn't they actually kill people like they usually do? And I asked a friend of mine who is very well versed in metaphysical things, and she said that because each of us has free choice and free will. And if the collective doesn't want it to happen, they can't do it. So each person is really important. We're probably creators in our own right, and we create with our thought. And those who are in control already understand that because they are playing God. And so all they have to do is get us to agree with their agenda. And then we create the kind of world that they want the future to be like. So as soon as we disagree with that, and hold that intention that, no, I don't want this world. I want a world of peace and beauty and love and, you know, intelligence and caring and, you know, that doesn't use money and so on and so forth and doesn't injure the earth. I mean, you could go on and on for yourself. But as soon as you do that, then you are vibrating into the collective a massive amount of power. And as a creator, let's say a god with amnesia, that totally upsets any technological plans that could be had. And being out of patterns and doing something differently also does that. So I agree with you that we are not helpless. We're anything but it is important to keep an open mind, don't watch television, and listen to people like you and support your work.
That's very kind of you. But I tell you, as far as I know, false flag operations with actors were not very common until after 9/11. There were some, but not that many. And as far as I know, but I'm learning on a daily basis that when I go back in history, I find new ones, you know, over and over again, that they were also done as false flags earlier on. But I believe that what you said is true. At the same time, also, there is a problem. When you kill someone, it is messy. And especially mothers are not people you want to mess around with. Because a mother will never back down. If she loses her child, it doesn't matter if this child is 54 and gray-haired and whatever. If her child gets killed, she will track you down. She will breathe down your neck until she finds out what happened. And if you multiply that with like hundreds, for instance, or even thousands in the case of 9/11, then you have a whole lot of angry women after you. And I believe that it came to a point somewhere before Boston, the Boston bombing, where they said, and I've got that partly confirmed by Chip Tatum as well, who's been involved in false flag operations during his career, that it came to a point where they said, listen, we need to be able to control all parameters. The only way we can do that is staging the whole thing. And so everyone is involved, the people in the background extras, the people that are getting hurt, the people in SWAT team uniforms, the people in ambulances, the people, all of it. It is a film set. It is a film set. And in many of these, there are no casualties at all. It is like a film. It's like a Coca-Cola commercial, but they're selling terror. It is aimed to go out through the black box in front of you. So often it's not even filmed the same day as we're being told. They've done it way ahead, and then it's just being pumped out on the actual day. I mean, how many of us can go there and check for ourselves?
Right,
and,
right.
And absolutely. So Boston bombing, I tell you, zero dead. Sandy Hook, zero dead. Zero, as in zero. You can go into, you can check it out on FBI's own website. Go in there, check out the number of homicides in Newtown, which is where Sandy Hook goes under for the year 2014. Zero. There was zero. That this is, they're very clumsy. They're very not good when it comes to details and cover their tracks. You know, it's like I've sometimes thought, when I was in Sweden with the Olof Palme assassination, at times I just felt, you know, because the Swedish intelligence services were so bad at what they were doing. Huh. So I almost felt like going and saying, listen, guys, please hire me. I'm kidding now, but hire me. At least I know what to look out for, you know, because they were so not good at with Photoshop and all of these things and get the date right and the time right, and all of these things. But it's also, they know that they are untouchables. They know that they have nothing to fear, and that makes them clumsy or not very sharp. You know, like if you or I were going to do something criminal or something like that, and we would fear to get caught or fear to be that what we were doing would be discovered or seen. So we would do everything we could to really cover our tracks and be very aware of all the detail. But these people, they couldn't care less, you know. It's just like on a road tour from one place to the other. Because this is, I tell you, this is what we're seeing. I believe that it is the same people running around in SWAT team uniforms in Oslo, as in Sydney, as in Paris, as in Copenhagen, as in Ottawa, as in Sandy Hook.
Yes.
Same background extras, same people running around with blood pumping out of their knee or head or whatever as crisis actors. It's the same film directors. It's the same makeup artists. It's the same military advisors. It's the same experts on explosives and smoke bombs. And they're being flown in NATO planes or American army planes from our military air bases from country to country to country to country. It's a very small group of countries where this occur. And it is like the Rocky Horror Show on global tour, I tell you. I talked to Chip and I asked him about this, and he said it's not only possible, it's plausible.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they're doing. And this is also why it's the same theme again and again and again. And I forgot to say, they also have marketing agencies with them. And the whole propaganda machine is on standby with slogans and logos. The only thing they can't use are jingles, the music. Otherwise than that, they have the whole shebang ready for each operation with different themes depending on where they are, depending on what it is, the what mode and what part of our subconscious they want to hit. Mm-hmm. And now they even got product placement, I tell you. Do you know product placement?
Yeah.
Where they've got, I tell you, you show me one image of ISIS where there's a vehicle if it's not a Toyota. I mean, sponsored by Toyota. You've got every single time something is filmed at a terror event, it's GoPro cameras.
Hmm.
And I mean, it's just ridiculous. And Nike are just all over the place when it comes to events like in Paris and many of these other ones. The Nike logo is right there. Many times when you look at crime scene photos, look at where your eyes are supposed to go. It always looks for blood and these type of gory details.
Uh-huh.
And many times there's a Nike shoe right there in front of you, or a Nike bag, or they're there again and again and again and again.
Well, we know that the corporations have to be in on all this at the top levels, because they themselves have formed kind of a figure eight in terms of control, and many of the people who serve on the various board of directors are interchangeable with the other corporations. So that's a vast system and network that is operating. But then, you know, we also know that they are also looking out for themselves, and they probably, there's corporate espionage and, you know, spying and using things like the movie Inception, you know, where they have sleeping people getting into your dreams and so on and so forth. So anything is possible. Do you think that one of the, obviously, this is not all just for fun. They're not doing this because they're bored, or they might be, but isn't one of the many end games to achieve a one world order with a one world government and control and domination of the human race, whatever's left of it, and you know, to unite everything with them at the helm? As George Bush said, you know, with his 1,000 points of light, obviously they feel that they are gods, and maybe they do have bloodlines that are different and that they are aware of that we are not, obviously. And it does seem that all the presidents are related to each other. So there's no accidents there.
I can only say that when it comes to the power pyramid, the global power pyramid, I have no idea who's in the actual top. There are many different theories. I don't know. I've been more focused on exposing assassins and false flag on a street level.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when you look at people like George Bush Sr., Obama, I'm very sorry to say that if you're not aware of it, we are looking at super, super, super criminals on a,
yeah,
on a scale that is just, I mean, it, sometimes I feel like my head wants to explode when you think of it.
Yep.
And how normal people are standing cheering in the background.
Oh my,
I mean,
God,
it's just unreal.
It is unreal. And, yes. Yeah.
And I believe that one of the reasons why the JFK assassination is so important is that it was a coup d'etat, almost like a global coup d'etat, when he got killed. And this very, very brutal war machine of death and destruction that took over that day, and it was almost already there in that position, but when they got rid of JFK, they've been on this highway ever since.
Yeah.
It is just full speed ahead, and the only thing that has changed is the front cover, which is whatever works at that time. You get another pretty face in front as a president and so on. These people have no importance. They're only there to say what you want to hear,
mm-hmm,
and get you to,
mm-hmm,
do what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Except for George Bush Sr. He is another. He is a real player, not Boy George, but Sr. That is a real one. But
oh, yeah,
many, many of the other ones are just like a nice color cover.
Right, and, right. No, he was quite active. I mean, there's a lot of information that's on the internet about him running drugs when he was in the head of the CIA onto his oil platform outside of California, or, you know, Mexico. And the three-letter agencies were, you know, moving it around for him. And he's got his fingers in everything. And
everything.
He's said to be German in origin and has Nazi connections because his grandfather was supplying guns to the Nazis. But then you have IBM doing providing computers to them. And so there's this family, you might say. You know, and then there's the mafia. I mean, we don't bring them into the mix, but they're involved just as well. and most likely the Vatican and the royals as well, because the royals run the poppy trade, and that's one of their chief forms of income. So, I mean, somebody's got to pay for all them diamonds.
Yeah. No, if you look at George Bush Sr., I don't know how much I've been looking into everything from horrible atrocities in Vietnam to coup d'etats in Latin America, to many assassinations, to drug trading, to pedophilia, to Freemasonry, horrible stuff. Every single time this George Bush Sr. pops up, you know, with his pretty little face, he is just all over the place.
In some ways, he reminds me of the Queen of England, and they are related. And it also goes to show that, you know, you can smile for the camera, and somebody once asked, you know, what would the devil look like? Wouldn't he be ugly? And they said, no, he'd probably be the most charming and beautiful person you've ever met. And these people are psychopaths, and they can have the ability to put on a face, a false face.
Yeah. I tell you, since Chip Tatum, my friend, he's been working under all presidents from Nixon and upwards to George Bush Sr. until they came to a big conflict in 92, and he got out of the whole thing. But he's worked very closely to George Bush for a long, long time. And I asked him, when you look him in the eyes, what do you see? Because these people have always been like a mystery to me. They look nice, they sound nice, and then when you look at their actions, they're like the closest to human monsters as you can get.
Right.
And he said that George Bush Sr. is one of the most brilliant people he has ever met, but he's also by far the most evil.
Yes,
and this is from Chip Tatum, who's been surrounded his whole adult life with mercenaries, assassins, soldiers of fortune, and so on. And for him to say a thing like that, that really sent the chills down my back, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm curious to know, I mean, I know that the Vatican is involved, too, with some of this stuff, because they were pumping money into DARPA projects in the 1950s and 60s to do time travel experiments. So they, and that's just one example of their involvement with black operations. And Andrew Bajago has been talking about this for a couple of decades, that they, as children, they were used to time travel to the Mars base. And we know now that there is a Mars base, and there's a base on the moon as well, and probably bases on the other planets. So at some time, it may be that we're being kept in the dark by focusing on all these little skirmishes here, so we don't see what's going on in the rest of the world and the rest of the universe. I mean, we have other planets within our solar system, and that's just a small part of the whole thing. And it could be that this is some kind of intergalactic operation, and that this experiment could be coming to an end pretty soon.
Listen, Lance, I have no idea. I have,
okay.
You know, I know that I've got 10 toes and 10 fingers, you know, that I'm standing here. I have no idea about these things at all. I just know that the way I see it, we are in a difficult situation right now, and we need to become aware of it, because whatever or whoever is behind this agenda, it's a very, very dark agenda, and they're doing everything they can to destroy our food and our air and our soil, beautiful Mother Earth. They're getting us to destroy our children with vaccines, and they're getting us to kill each other in minorities or unjust wars and so on. So whatever the big plan is, I feel it's almost like we're in a house that is on fire. Let's turn the fire out first, and then after that we can start discussing about a flat earth or other universe or parallel lifestyle. I have no idea. Maybe I'm just very naive and But
well,
I need to
focus. I am, and a little wiser. Not to go down that rabbit hole, because that's even deeper.
It's if you go down that one, you can just continue. It just
right.
gets darker and weirder and stranger. And I have no idea who's pumping this info out there, if it's just to totally confuse us.
It could be, yes. Did you ever get into Princess Diana's death?
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's a lot of material on the royals being involved and that it was a ritual murder. What does your research show?
It is when they carry out an operation on that level, it is most of the time not just for one reason. It is multiple reasons. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth it because it's a massive cover up they have to do afterwards, and it will go on for years and years and years and years. I believe, yes, the royals were in it big time, the MI6 and the French, and we're back to the same power structure, global power structure as well. Because the thing that really made her sign her own death warrant, or whatever you call it, was that she started speaking out about against landmines. And the landmines are one of the most important tools in this global horror factory, their way of spreading out in the world. Because what they use the landmines to is they get a war going, totally unjust war, into whatever it is they want, if it's the minerals or drugs or air bases they need to, whatever it is, they start a war based on a false flag. That is standard. We're being attacked. Oh my God, we need to defend ourselves in rape and plunder.
Right.
So they get into another country where there's something of interest for them.
Right.
And what they use the landmines to is they get into the area and they spread these horrible, horrible landmines out there to get rid of the local population. So they have these very nice landmines that looks like dolls or toys or whatever.
Huh.
And I'm very, very ashamed to say that most of them are manufactured in Sweden. That is
okay.
A neutral country. I mean,
wow.
Really, shame on you is what I say. And but it's through these landmines that they can get rid of big, big, big populations for years and years and years. They don't have to even bother about them, you know, because you blow a few of them up and then they will stay away.
Wow.
And so the landmines are crucial in this method of just invasion. Diana suddenly started talking up very strongly against these landmines, and that was the thing that was just, she stepped over the line there. And all of these things with her having a Muslim baby and so on, I think that was not very popular either, but the landmines, that was the one that really got her into this very horrible destiny. You know, the way that she was murdered, and the way, you know, the thing with the ambulances where it took almost an hour for her to get from the tunnel to the hospital, 43 minutes, 6 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And they even stopped the ambulance and was sort of like pumping her, almost like CPR, to get her internal bleedings going and so on, so that she was finally, it was too far gone, so they couldn't save her. I mean, it's awful. It is so horrendous when you think of the cruelty and the coldness behind these operations. It
mm-hmm,
is,
mm-hmm.
It is, and that is why I just devote my life to stopping this, because this madness has to stop. You know, this life is designed for absolute beauty and harmony, but there is like a cancer growth that is threatening to kill this beautiful body, meaning Mother Earth and all of us, if we don't expose it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It needs to come out.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's got, I would say that the global elite has the same mindset as a cancer cell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it will thrive and thrive and thrive. And in the end, the big climax for the cancer cell is when the body dies. And then it dies as well. So how clever is that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that doesn't seem to be too smart. It would make more. It would make so much more sense if all of those, all of the players in this global game, simply decided to empower humanity. Can you think of the trillions and trillions and quadrillions of dollars that would completely transform this earth into a paradise for everybody?
Yeah.
And there's more than enough for everybody.
God, yeah.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how much money is wasted and thrown away on bribes. And all of this stuff that they're doing costs millions and millions of dollars. And that's our money. And that's the ironic part, is that they're getting us with our own money. You know, where else would they get it?
No, we're paying them to screw us over.
Well, maybe there's some kind of unconscious collective choice that has made that choice in the past, and that needs to be revisited, as you said, and we need to look at this more deeply and decide if we really want this to continue or not.
Mm.
So I was curious, what are, just because we're almost out of time, and I wanted you to list the Hollywood film and music stars that you have verified for yourself were taken out by this group.
It's hard to say taken out by this group because, many times there's an assassination that was carried out by a small group or core element of this structure. Other times it's the whole thing behind it. So I don't really want to point out too many because I need to go into extreme details with each single.
Well, get your book.
but I can tell you John Lennon, Bob Marley. Bob Marley was murdered as well, but slow death. Peter Tosh, Whitney Houston, Marilyn Monroe. Let me see. There's so many of them once you get into it. And also this whole thing around Laurel Canyon in the 60s, absolutely mind-blowing what was going on there. How the whole CIA was behind and creating the whole flower power hippie movement and pumping out the drugs and getting the whole music scene going. It is. I've done many, many interviews on that. And there was a friend, indirectly friend of mine. I never got to meet him, but I took part of much of his research, and he sent me books and so on. David McGowan, that did incredible work around that, but unfortunately he died very young last year. So it is a dangerous area to get yourself into. It is like a minefield, I tell you. I feel sometimes I live in a minefield, and it's scary because you never know when you stepped on a mine until it's too late.
Well, since you've been bringing out so much information, how have you managed to slip through the cracks? I guess there must be some reason why you can't be. Have you been messed with, or is that?
I have been messed with. I've had death threats and so on. But the thing is, I think what is making it difficult with me is that I come totally from love, from forgiveness, from compassion. And that makes it really hard for them to hit back. Because if I came from hate or violence, and so, it would be so much easier. But here, and also, I'm not hiding at all. I try to be as transparent as possible. I don't use encryption. I don't hide. You know, if you want my phone number, I can give it here. You know, these type of things. It is another thing. If you live in fear, if you try to hide, if you duck and diving or trying to do things behind their back, that is something they can use against you. But so far, so good. And also, I focus very, very hard on staying out of fear, in love mode in all situations.
Well, Oli, that's a wonderful place to segue off the show. We are almost out of time, and I wanted to thank you for coming on and sharing your vast experience with us. And recommend that people check out your website and support your work at www.lightonconspiracies.com. There's a lot of interesting material there. So we'll have to continue this chat in the near future. I'd love to talk to you some more. And thank you
Anytime.
for all you
Listen,
do.
Lance, would it be okay if I finish with a prayer? Just a quick one.
A
I'm
quick
not a
one,
religious
yeah.
person, but it goes like this. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who hurt us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. Victory to that light. We all need to heal. They need to heal as well. Otherwise, this madness will just continue.
Amen. All right. Thanks a lot, Ollie, and good night.
Good night. Good night.